Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Majestic Mondays with DEI, Daughters of Deliverance International.
At your feet, my heart desired to know you more. Give me you, give me you. Take control, oh God, of my whole being. I want less of me and more of you. Give me you, give me you. I am longing for you. I am chasing after you. Give me you. Give me you. Everybody say.
Amen. That was P.K. Boady, B-O-A-D-I. I'm going to have to find some more of his work. That's awesome. Well, good morning, ladies. This is Kiki Strickland, the founder of Daughters of Deliverance International. And it is Monday morning again. Yes, it is Monday. So Mondays are often dreaded, the worst day of the week for a lot of people. And we have created this show because we want to help you start your day, your week off positively and in the right frame of mind, and knowing that the Lord has good for you today and every day of this week. Remember, His mercies are new every morning, and that includes on Mondays. So we come here with just a time of inspiration and encouragement and getting our focus right before you leave for work, or even if you're already at work and you're just now listening to it, or even if it's at the end of the day, we just want to be an encouragement and an inspiration to you all with praise and worship and scripture and prayer, and to let you know that you're not alone. We are all in this together, and we hope that you will continue to join us every Monday for our Majestic Mondays. I was listening to the 60 Minutes show last night on CBS, and they were talking about fake news. And they were pointing out that, yes, there are a lot of different platforms that people have now, and they kind of look like news magazines or newspapers online, but really they're just created by people, and they say whatever they want to say, totally inaccurate information. But it's spreading like it's real news, and people need to be a little bit more cautious about what they share, make sure it's a reputable source, make sure it's actually been researched and if the sources have been quoted and that they're credible sources. And it just made me think about the source that we use, which is the Bible, and how we know that over all of these thousands of years on this earth, the Bible has been the go-to as far as the truth, and that it's already been vetted and it's already been researched by hundreds of scholars and historians and archivists, and it holds up even today, these umpteen so many years later. We are still going to it as our primary source and as the truth for us. So we have our truth, and it's not going away. And make sure that you are getting in the Word daily, any time of the day, and seeking what the Lord has to say to you. And I'm going to actually share a little bit of scripture today with you as well. We are going to be coming from Psalm 27. Today is the 27th, and it is the Psalm of David. And you might recognize some of the phrases in here. I love that when we do at church our praise and worship music, most of the songs that have been written as praise to the Lord come directly from the Psalms. This one says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock." So that's just the first five verses, Psalm 27. You got to read the rest on your own. There's 14 verses. And the last verse, number 14, says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And I know you've heard that before, and you want to go back and read what's in between with the other verses, because it's all good. It's all uplifting and encouraging, and I encourage you to get into the Psalms a lot and do what I do, which is whatever day it is, whatever the date is for the day, I look at that Psalm, and it's always a very timely and needed word. And you can do the same with Psalm and Proverbs. This is 31 Proverbs, so that will be one every day. And that'll just keep you, keep the word before your eyes and keep it in your heart and meditate on it. We just came back from a Joyce Meyer conference in Hampton, Virginia. There were 8 of us that went down there. We had a fabulous time, and we just sat there and listened to Joyce. She had such a timely word for us about walking in love and knowing who you are in Christ. So listen to Joyce each morning, too. She comes on several different channels. So if you don't catch her at 7, you can catch her at 8. You can probably catch her at 5. I don't know all the different times she comes on. And then, of course, you can go online and get her on YouTube or even on her own website at joycemeyer.org. It's Joyce Meyer, not Myers. No S on the end. joycemeyer.org. All right, so let's pray and just cover our week. It's going to be a good week. The Lord has wonderful things in store for you, so be expectant and thank Him in advance. And say this prayer with me. Father, we just thank you that it is the start of a wonderful week. We thank you that your presence is with us. We thank you that your hedge of protection is around us for this week, that no harm, calamity, destruction, death, even discouragement. We thank you that none of those things will come or befall us this week. We receive your blessings and all the good that you have for us this week. We listen out to your voice and hear you, what you want us to do every day of this week and how you want us to move and maybe help others or whatever it is you want us to do, Lord. We just tune our ears into your voice. We are your sheep, we are your children, and we hear directly from you. We don't need anyone else to mediate for us, because we are yours and you are ours, and we can commune directly with you. And that is one of the greatest blessings that you gave to us through your Son Jesus. So we just thank you and we praise you for all that is going to happen in the next few days. We dedicate ourselves to you for this week. And we are just grateful and thankful that we belong to you and that you can use us to be a blessing to others during this week. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And we say amen. All right, ladies, I hope that this has been encouraging. I'm going to leave you with another praise and worship song by Sing of Your Love Forever, Forever. We want you to come back next Monday. Thank you for joining us for Majestic Monday. If you like what you're hearing, drop us a line. You can donate to the ministry. You can send in your prayer requests. You can reach us at P.O. Box 44832, Fort Washington, Maryland. And the zip is 20749. Or you can always just check us at our website. You can send a donation there or your prayer request there and find out any events that we have going on. We do a lot in this ministry, from a godly woman's book club to our friendship mixers if you're looking to make more Christian female friends. And we also have our tea talks. So check out our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com. Come back next week. And in the meantime, be blessed.
Mountains and the sea, your river arms are love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when you.